There are some 40,000 unidentified bodies buried in cemeteries across the United States. Many of them were homicide victims, though even in decades-old cold cases, the tools of modern science and communication could make a difference. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports that Pennsylvania state investigators have enlisted outside forensics help to revisit the mysteries of 9 Jane and John Doe cases.
About 3 dozen people hover around a large patch of grass at Maple Hill Cemetery in Hanover Township, 2 hours north of Philadelphia. They've got gloves, shovels, heavy equipment, and are digging into 3 different holes. Standing from behind this yellow police tape, I can see a guy using a drill to take nails out of a wooden coffin they've lifted out of the ground. These state police and forensic specialists are exhuming 3 bodies here.
I mean, these people are in graves without even headstones on. You know, they're basically forgotten is really what it comes down to.
That is Corporal Thomas McAndrew. He's been working homicides with Pennsylvania State Police for 2 decades. He says there are 500 or so cold cases in his jurisdiction, like that of a black woman discovered by a motorist on the side of Interstate 80 in 1973. The victim was wrapped in a blanket and doused with sulfuric acid.
Nobody really knew about the case at our Chopin headquarters. There was some evidence in storage there.
The case was closed after 3 months, no leads. McAndrew has been thinking about this woman's unsolved story for almost as long as he's been on the force. Back then, investigators didn't have DNA testing and other methods that could reveal helpful clues about who the person was. Now, he's hoping to find answers.
We can't apply science to it unless you dig them up.
Exhuming bodies is really rare. There's not much money for it. 2 years ago, authorities outside Reading exhumed and successfully ID'd the bodies of 2 Philadelphia teens who went missing in 1968. McAndrew recently reached out to Dr. Erin Kimmerly, a forensics anthropologist from the University of South Florida, for help. She was able to work this case and 8 others in Pennsylvania into a grant from the National Institute of Justice.
It's really a rights issue for families to know what happened and have access to their remains back. And so that's really what it's about for us. It's just a tremendous gift to give to be able to make those identifications.
Dr. Kimmerly is widely known for leading a team that recently recovered several dozen bodies that were buried at the Dozer School for Boys in Florida. She says once the remains have been recovered, she uses DNA and special isotope testing.
So the isotope testing is a way to answer the question of where somebody comes from and basically if they've migrated or lived in different places in their life. It's a way to sort of track somebody's mobility in a very broad sense. So we look at things like teeth and bone to say, is that consistent or different? Is the person born locally or did they come from someplace else?
Even with modern science, there are challenges to IDing a body. McAndrew says the National Missing and Unidentified Person System, or NAMIS, helps match up the DNA of unidentified bodies with that of missing people. But for that to work, missing people and unidentified bodies both have to be entered into the database in the first place. In many states, doing this is voluntary for medical examiners and law enforcement.
I know, I can tell you that firsthand, that a lot of law enforcement aren't aware of NAMIS, and it's been around for over a decade.
After the group exhumes the 3 bodies at Maple Hill, it heads over to another small Catholic cemetery in nearby Courtdale and a child's grave. Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie Salavantis says the effort here is especially important to the community.
There are still people here in Luzerne County that remember that baby every single year and pay respects to that child.
In 1980, the body of an unidentified baby was found in a landfill. This testing could help finally solve the mystery. Corporal McAndrew with the state police admits that it's all a long shot, but he doesn't want to give up.
I would say it's very low. I mean, I'm realistic about it.
Like how low?
I'd say maybe it's 1 in 10,000 shot, but it's better than nothing, right?
Next up, the bodies go to the medical examiner's office to get cleaned up, and then they'll be sent off for further testing. It could be months before they know if exhuming the bodies pays off in revealing information about them. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.